This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Outgoing House Ag Chairman Colin Peterson has laid down a legislative marker for his successor to use the popular Conservation Reserve Program to address climate pollution. Peterson wants incoming Ag Chairman David Scott, the first African American to head the panel, to harness the popularity of the CRP program to capture carbon pollution. Peterson told reporters that his bill, House Rule 8843, was his parting shot and a marker, unlikely to become law before he leaves office.
All this talk about climate change and carbon capture and so forth, I just don't think people have thought about the best program we have to deal with that. And I'm hoping today to put this on the radar screen.
Peterson's bill would add 25 million acres to CRP.
It requires a secretary to, they actually have to sign up 50 million acres and give them 5 years to do it. And, under the old program, it allowed them to go up to that level. This would actually require it.
Peterson also says his bill uses a successful existing program to pay farmers to store carbon instead of a whole new regime. Others have proposed expanding the less popular Conservation Stewardship Program, or CSP, but Peterson says there's not enough money to do that. As for the new committee leaders, he has this to say.
I know David Scott has said to me that he's going to listen to my counsel, so I think what I'm putting forward will have an impact with him. I would assume maybe it would with GT as well, but we're going to have new leadership, and I think they're very capable leaders, and I have no doubt they're going to do a good job.
GT, referring to Republican Glenn Thompson of Pennsylvania, and he is the incoming ranking member on the House Ag Committee. In other news here on your Monday, the Farm Service Agency would like to remind you that a couple of important deadlines are quickly approaching on Friday. FSA Administrator Richard Fordyce says the deadline for the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program Part 2 is on Friday. The program has already assisted many producers across the country, but time is growing short to get new applications submitted by the Friday deadline.
We have certainly had a tremendous response to CFAP 2. As of Monday, well over $11 billion have gone out to producers in payments, and that has gone to almost 704,000 different producers in the CFAP 2 program. We continue to get applications, and that dollar amount continues to climb. But as a reminder, folks need to at least make their county office aware that they want to sign up for CFAP 2 and need to do that before December 11.
The second round of CFAP assistance covers more commodities than the first round did.
Sales commodities, and those are going to be primarily specialty crops and aquaculture species, price trigger commodities, and those are going to be kind of our traditional row crops, livestock, and dairy. And then we have a category that we call flat rate row crops, and those would be commodities that either didn't meet a 5% price decline or we didn't have sufficient data to determine that they had hit a 5% price decline. Those all are going to be paid based on 2020 planted acres. Those are going to be paid at $15 an acre. There are some exceptions, but almost anything that our farmers and ranchers out there are producing is likely eligible.
Friday, December 11th, is also the deadline to sign up for the Dairy Margin Coverage Program as well. Fordyce says the DMC is the Farm Service Agency's primary risk management program, and it's much improved over the version that began back in the 2014 Farm Bill.
It was revised and improved in the 2018 Farm Bill. Congress listened to some of the concerns of the dairy sector and made some improvements, raised the coverage levels, lowered the premiums, and really changed a little bit about how we actually figure margin and put some components in that cost piece of the equation that actually maybe more truly reflects the cost of feed. If you're a dairy operator and you have not gotten signed up for the Dairy Margin Coverage Program, would strongly urge you to take a look at that.
As the deadline draws closer, producers may find it more convenient to schedule an appointment at their local county FSA office.
2019 was our first year of coverage, and we had over 22,000 operations that signed up. We saw that number fall off a little bit for the 2020 coverage year, but we anticipate good sign up. Anytime we have a sign up deadline, it's human nature is we know when the deadline is, so we know we have until then to sign up. And so we see this just a lot in a lot of our programs. It really kind of ramps up that last week or so. We're on pace to be close to the 2020 sign up, but again, would just encourage folks, if you are a dairy operation, to take a look at the Dairy Marching Coverage Program.
Producers can also find CFAP2 information online at farmers.gov/CFAP or go to fsa.usda.gov and search under Programs and Services to find DMC information. Moving on now into State of Illinois Ag News for your Monday afternoon. Crop insurance for next year includes a couple of new options for farmers to consider. The options are in addition to the most normal crop insurance policies. The first was actually introduced this last year, SCO, or the Supplemental Coverage Option. The new one for 2021 is ECO, or Enhanced Coverage Option. Here's how Illinois Extension's Gary Schnittke says ECO works.
ECO will offer farmers a coverage from either 90 to 95% down to 86%. Farmers can use that in conjunction with SCO to get coverage down to their coverage level of their selected product.
Now it's time to get reacquainted with all the acronyms again for the next year. ECO can be used with the pre-existing PLC or ARC Federal Safety Net Program. SCO is only available with PLC. ECO makes payments based on county yields. Most farmers take RP, or Revenue Protection Crop Insurance, and that's based off farm-level yields, not the whole county. But here's how all three would work together. RP, or Revenue Protection, makes up the difference in revenue lost up to the insured amount. Let's say 80% is selected for the farm level. SCO, for PLC users only, then covers losses from 80 up to 86%. ECO then covers losses from that 86% to either 90 or 95%, depending on what farmers want to buy, according to Schnittke.
By the way, if I were buying it, I would buy ECO and maybe skip SCO. ECO's going to pay on a more of a band than SCO would.
However, the only thing is that ECO could be pretty expensive, of course, going all the way up to 95% loss coverage. For example, in Champaign County, it would cost $7 to $8 an acre more for coverage up to 90% and $21 an acre to 95% coverage. Those numbers are in addition to the regular crop insurance costs that occur normally. And in local ag news for your Monday, don't forget that tomorrow, Tuesday at 11 a.m., Unit 18 of the University of Illinois Extension, including Montgomery, Macoupin, Christian, and Jersey counties, will be having a 2021 Farm Program and Crop Insurance Decisions Enrollment Webinar. The election and enrollment period for ARC and PLC for the coming year is now open, and decisions must be made by the 15th. New insurance programs like ECO and SCO are also options for this coming next year. The webinar will address those decisions and provide some examples and recommendations for typical Illinois farm situations. This webinar would be a great way to learn more about the previous interview back with Gary Schnittke with the U of I, and he is one of the presenters of this webinar. So if you'd like to learn more about the crop insurance programs for next year, along with ARC, PLC, ECO, and SCO, this would be a great opportunity. Again, that webinar is tomorrow, Tuesday, at 11 a.m. Also tomorrow, Tuesday, another webinar from the U of I Extension District 18 will take place at 6:30 Tuesday evening, and it's the Health at Home Holiday Edition, helping you balance extra calories throughout the holiday season. You can learn tips to enjoy your favorite foods, along with keeping physical activity in mind to keep your toes moving right into the new year. The presenter of tomorrow evening's webinar is Lisa Peterson with the U of I Extension District 18 here in our local area. And again, that second webinar of the day tomorrow, Tuesday, will be held at 6:30 p.m. For more information on tomorrow's two webinars, call the Montgomery County Extension Office or your local county extension office. Local number for Hillsboro is 532-3941. And that'll wrap up Ag News here on your Monday afternoon. But remember, you can always send us your Ag News by email at WSMI at WSMIRadio.com. So again, for this Monday afternoon, December 7th, Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day. This has been Gabe Osborne reporting, WSMI Ag News.